Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Imagine a world where rivers were once life-givers, the pulsing veins of civilization. Now picture them ravenous, consumed by an insatiable hunger for the one thing they cannot hold on to, fresh water. As we chart the perilous landscapes of green dystopia's present, the rivers are not the only ones with a desperate thirst. It is the flora, the fauna, and the humanity sprawled by the bank's edge. All are pleading, bargaining, and bereft in the face of an unyielding crisis. The River Requiem plays on, a somber follow-up to our recent accounts of evaporated dreams and drought's dissonance. What was once a melodious synergy of nature's cycle has devolved into a requiem of disillusionment. Our rivers, strangled by the clutch of climate extremes, now rage in the summer, grow bones in the winter, and leave behind them communities gasping for a reprieve. Hydropolitics and survival. In this concave reality, water is currency, the fresh kind, a lavish privilege. Hydropolitics has transcended rhetoric and is now the game of the fittest. Securing water reserves leads to alliances as fragile as the cracked earth, and tensions rise akin to the merciless sun. It's no longer a mere matter of policy, but of survival, of keeping dystopia at bay one more day. Ephemeral wetlands, wetlands that once cradled biodiversity, are now ephemeral specters, displaying the alarming fluctuations between deluge and drought. Migratory patterns are disrupted, leading to ecological disarray and biodiversity becoming a concept of the past, stranded in the arid wastelands of the future. Rivers as dividers. Beyond the ecosystem, rivers have reshaped geographies, contouring what divides communities beyond just the physical. The disparities of access to clean water have spilled over, creating rifts in the societal fabric. The divide is not just a chasm of land, but of wealth, health, and hope. Spirituality and despair. Extinguished hope is the new spirituality for many, with riverbeds revered as shrines that hold forth the promise of eventual redemption, a return to the way things were. Wishful thinking becomes a coping mechanism where prayers for rain are as fervent as they are futile. The last rhyme of the ancient mariner. Modern mariners find no solace in rowing through barren landscapes where water is everywhere but not a drop to drink. Their tales echo amidst ruins where waterways once bustled with life and commerce, now only serving as a silent testament to squandered abundance and a conspicuous lack of foresight. With a spectrum ranging from dystopian desiccation to a torrent of towering tempests, the world's freshwater narrative is as erratic as it is tragic. Unquenchable thirst permeates the air, the soil, the very ethos of the time we inhabit. It's a stark warning, a continuous lament that underscores how crucial yet fragile our dance with nature truly is. In the ravenous rivers, there are no victors. There are no spoils to inherit, but lost legacies and the haunting question of what if? We are beyond the tipping point. In the clutch of an environmental chokehold that has drained more than rivulets, it has sapped the promise of the future itself.